The pre-game interview.
For Metricon, Australia's number one builder, 8 years strong. A little bit earlier, I caught up with Mark Corrigan, Geelong VFL coach, and the big talking point, Tom Hawkins and Cam Guthrie training tonight at GMHBA Stadium. Here's Mark Corrigan.
Harry, thanks for joining us. Obviously disappointing last week against Werribee at Chirnside Park to not be able to get straight through to a preliminary final, but there's a real sense of anticipation about the team that you could run out with against Southport on Saturday afternoon. As we speak, it's Thursday morning, but when people are listening to this, there's going to be a Bendigo Bank jumper on a 29 and a 26, which I'm guessing the property stewards had to go ferreting for.
You're probably not wrong there, Kingy. It was, mate, just to sort of answer your first question. It was a bit disappointing last week. Played a really good team outfit in Werribee, and that's why they finished top, but at the same time, and that's why you do a lot of work to give yourself a double chance. So we'd like to think off the back of those learnings that we'll be a better version of ourselves this week. And that may be helped by a couple of big inclusions potentially, mate. We've got training today or tonight, so a little bit to get through yet. But yeah, if all goes well, then yeah, we might see those guys lining up, which would be a huge buzz for our younger boys especially as well.
Yeah, potential that you might have up to 19 AFL-listed players, 17 last week, and if we suspect that the three emergencies from tonight don't play AFL, and we haven't had that confirmed yet, obviously, on Thursday morning, but yeah, you could have a stronger AFL contingent as you've probably had in your time in charge of the Bendigo Bank Cats.
Yeah, potentially, mate. It's probably the most or the healthiest team, BFL team I've fielded anywhere, to be honest. To have potentially 19 playing. So it's exciting. It's exactly where you want to be from a club perspective, a really healthy list and guys pushing for selection. So that's the positive. There might be some unlucky VFL guys, mate, which is the nature of the beast, unfortunately. But we'll just wait and see. Like I said, there's a little bit to get through tonight and then with the AFL game tonight and then see what comes of that post-game.
Quirk of the VFL fixture is that obviously with so many teams, 21 and only 18 home and away games, you don't play a couple of teams during the season. One of those this year was Southport. You actually haven't seen them since May last year, so they'll be a little bit foreign to you.
Yeah, they will be. They touched us up down here last year and they play a pretty consistent brand of footy there. A lot of mature bodies and a lot of footy together, most of them. So it's a pretty sort of distinguishable brand. They want to play around the contest, but then also they move the ball really well, as evidenced by their win last week against Frankston. So, it'll be another tough, contested game, and ability to who can defend better may get out on top. So exciting. We're looking forward to the challenge, especially off last week.
They've done well out of Gold Coast, haven't they? Some guys that have been delisted there over the last couple of years have found themselves basically crossing the highway to Southport.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's it's probably one of the attractions for those guys. They can still play at a high level and have probably a nice balance in what they do. So, no, they've got some high-calibre players up there and a couple of boys that have probably moved up from Victoria as well. So they'll be a tough outfit, mate, off some really good footy they've been playing lately. So it should be a good game.
Yep. So for you guys, obviously, if you can get through Southport, it's a clash with the Bulldogs next Saturday, next weekend, we suspect Saturday afternoon, but obviously we have to wait and see how the fixture falls. But what do you have to do better than last week that obviously held you back against Werribee?
Yeah, I think we spoke about it post-game in regards to playing a little bit more of our brand of football, mate. So being hard to play against when we've got the ball as well. So we'll be looking to make sure that we bring our best contest work and then when we get our opportunity to really make sure we force oppositions to defend potentially. So it's just making sure we've got a better balance in our game. So we tend to fight okay in the contest and we tend to defend pretty well. So for us, it's just about finding that balance and making sure we enjoy the fun parts of the game as well.
Obviously, if you do have Hawkins especially, and it potentially being his last game at GMHBA Stadium, well, it probably will be if he does get through training tonight, you could be faced with a massive crowd for a VFL semi-final. Does it excite you, the prospect there could be a really decent number of people watching your game come 11:30 on Saturday?
Yeah, it does. I think it just adds, like, we don't want to shy away from the occasion around finals football, and I think for some of our younger guys too, it gives them sort of a great preparation and great experience, a lived experience in regards to playing in front of more people than what they're probably used to. So it's only a positive from my end, and we'll be certainly embracing it, and hopefully they do get out and get down to watch.
We love the locals. Obviously, there's a number of boys. Obviously, Dan Caperon is your captain, aligned to St. Joey's, and Joey's won't see him, and obviously he's done a great job as your skipper this year. But one guy I want to ask about is Louis Antonak, who, despite the squeeze at selection last week, kept his spot. What do you like about the St. Joseph's young gun?
We love the energy Louis brings, and he's also capacity to... He's so compliant with the way we want him to play. It's a different role than he plays at Joey's, but... he comes in, he's an every-time teammate from what we want from him. But he it's his energy, and he's, like I said, he's sort of role compliance for us. He's able to support and complement the other guys in our forward half. So, and then he's also got the capacity to play a little bit of wing time as well when we need him. So high energy, high work rate, tough in the contest, but can play multiple roles for us, which was love his versatility.
Harry, teams are lodged at about midday tomorrow, and I think we'll wait with bated breath for that to see whether the 26 especially, but also the 29 are listed in a VFL game. Got to go back to 2011 for the last time Tom Hawkins pulled on a banker's jumper. So, as I said, probably the property steward doing some digging, trying to find that number for tomorrow. Good luck Saturday afternoon, whether Hawkins and Guthrie play, but if they don't, you'll give a good account of yourself, and if they do, well, it should be a fun afternoon at GMHBA Stadium. 11:35 bounce against Southport. Thanks for taking the time to join us, Harry. Best of luck, and look forward to talking to you hopefully beyond this weekend.
My pleasure. Thanks, Kenny. Appreciate it.
The pre-game interview.